This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. While the Wisconsin Rapids City Council voted to keep at least $76,000 in the city budget, they have not yet agreed to the contract with the Southwood County Humane Society. The amount requested in the contract for 2025 was $10,500 less than the city paid last year. The Humane Society changed the contracts to charge municipalities their fair share. The board went through records to figure out the average over the past 3 years for each municipality and the services they request. Now the system is a pay-for-use as much as possible. For the residents of Wisconsin Rapids, this amounts to a little over $4 per person to contract with SWCHS for animal control. Tim Kritz is president of the SWCHS board. He believes the services their nonprofit provides are fair and that residents are willing to pay.
I honestly firmly believe the vast majority of the residents of Wisconsin Rapids will give up $4.22 a person to have services from our shelter.
He said if you want your alderperson to know how you feel on this issue, you should respectfully let them know.
I would urge any of the people, if you want, you know, to have a contract with us, your city, call your alderman or alderperson, tell them.
The contract was referred back to the Finance and Property Committee. It's not yet published when that committee will meet again. The Common Council meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. at City Hall. There's a free walk-in flu vaccination clinic in Wisconsin Rapids on Wednesday. Children ages 6 months and older must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. If you don't have health insurance or you have insufficient coverage, you can get a free flu shot on November 20th from 9 to 5 at the Riverblock Building, third floor. Jesse Vang entered his plea in Manitowoc County Court yesterday. Lisa Hale has more.
Jesse Vang pleaded not guilty Monday to charges related to the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Vang was caring for the toddler when he reported him as missing in February. Elijah's remains were found in September. Vang is charged with physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstruction. Prosecutors have until February 7th to offer him any plea deal. His next court appearance is scheduled for March 13th. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, is also charged in the case.
Governor Tony Evers has declared this week as Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why.
Right now is a time to remember how bad winter conditions can be and how quickly they can escalate. Have a plan.
As always, weather's not convenient, so you may need to travel at a time when the roads are snowy or icy.
That's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
It doesn't take long for frostbite to set in, and it can be deceptive, or your car is not working all of a sudden, and now you're out in the cold, so you're not at home. So those type of things, it's really important to prepare for.
Get a winter weather emergency kit ready and in your car, including blankets or a sleeping bag, extra hats, gloves, possibly a solar charger and a cord. Don't forget the water, food, and of course a shovel. They sell foldable ones now that'll collapse smaller for space convenience. And snow tires are a good investment too, as they're designed to grip ice better and cut through snow smoother. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin State Patrol says that 9 people were killed and over 2,000 were injured in the state just last winter. Funding for the McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids is up in the air again after the city council meeting last week. A motion was made to cut $150,000 from the budget intended for the library. No second was made. The city council meets at 6 p.m. tonight, but there is no public comment period. If you want your representatives to know how you feel about this possible cut to the library funding, you'll need to contact your alderperson before the 6 p.m. meeting today. You can find their contact information at wirapids.org. A new online tool launched by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, or DHS for short, might help tackle the overdose epidemic. Here's Derek Tritz.
The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System provides near real-time data pertaining to suspected overdoses, allowing for faster and more informed action by health professionals. This launch comes off the heels of reports showing that suspected overdose deaths are trending downward for the first time since 2018. This tool is not available to the public, however, the publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and substance use will still be available on the DHS website.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources decided to issue permits for the Line 5 relocation project on Thursday. The project spans northern Wisconsin from Superior to Lower Michigan. It currently runs through the Bad Forest Reservation in Ashland, but members of the Bad River Band have been pushing to relocate the pipeline for years. Critics of the project's new location plans say it could still impact the environment surrounding the reservation. Enbridge Energy still needs permit approval from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why.
There were 45 cold-related deaths in the state last year, and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there were 861 emergency department visits and 225 hospitalizations from cold-related illnesses. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says the temperatures are about to take a dip.
Yeah, winter is a season that everyone needs to prepare for, even if you're hardy and have experienced many cold winters. As always, weather's not convenient.
Reminding us that we may be forced to drive out in a snowstorm and we could get stranded out on the road. And without your car running, time starts ticking.
After snow events, it's cold. I mean, that's just a given how the weather systems work, dragging the cold air on the heels of the storms.
And this is exactly why you'll want an emergency kit with a shovel, sand, or cat litter. And go toss a heavy blanket, extra gloves, hat, and water in the trunk right now. Those are essentials in dire situations. And then you don't have to think or worry about it again until you need it.
Measles cases are picking up, both worldwide and here in the U.S. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The largely preventable and highly contagious disease has had 266 confirmed cases in the U.S. so far this year. Last year, worldwide, there was a 60% increase in measles cases as misinformation about vaccine safety led to declines in vaccination rates. In the U.S., vaccination rates fell to 92.7% for the 2023-24 school year among kindergartners. Over 100,000 people, mostly children, died last year from measles worldwide.
One case of measles has been confirmed in Wisconsin this year, in Dane County, on April 26th. For more information, you can visit the Wisconsin DHS website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a five-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen. In that way, Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Day.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted meaningless snooze fest referred to too often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. The action Santa film Red One is being called a disappointment during its opening weekend at the box office. The Dwayne The Rock Johnson Chris Evans film opened in first place, but with only a $34 million take. Sounds like a lot of money, because it is, but the film cost $250 million, and that's before you throw in marketing costs. Johnson plays Santa's head of security, who has to find jolly old Saint Nick after he's been kidnapped. Coming in second place was Venom: The Last Dance, which took in a little over $7 million in its fourth week of release. Another Christmas film in the second week of release, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, came in third place with $5.5 million at the gate. A24's Heretic, starring Hugh Grant, who terrorizes Mormon missionaries, dropped to fourth place with a little over $5 million in sales, and DreamWorks' The Wild Robot came in fifth place with a little over $4 million. Will Glicked actually be the next Barbenheimer? We will see this weekend, my friends. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise, and with the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozy. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon: An American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a lot going on today. Some showers this morning, then windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to drop into the mid-40s by late today. Tonight down to 34, tomorrow cloudy and still windy with light snow showers and a high in the upper 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.